this is your time. Jump on. You can be a part of this today. 1-300-736-736. Who knows what's going to get spat out today, but I don't think there's any great surprises coming our way. What have you made of the trade period to date? Has your team got any better along the way? The latest news overnight, broken by Tommy Morris at Fox Footy, is that the Jordan Dawson deal is going to get done. Adelaide and Sydney have come to an arrangement. Dawson will become a Crow. The deal will see the Swans receive Melbourne's future first-round pick from Adelaide. So, depending on where the Demons finish, so if they finish on top, that'll be pick 18. If they finish ninth, it's in the middle there. So what do you think about that one, Whispers? I mean, the alternative was that they just walked and Adelaide picked him up, and so they had to get something. They were on a bit of a hiding than nothing.
They had a gun to their head, really, effectively, didn't they? They had to do a deal. So they've done that deal. It's a future second-round pick, so I think it's...
No, future first.
Sorry, a future first-round pick, I mean. Yeah, a future first-round pick. So I think that, you know, depending upon where that pick falls, it's a reasonable deal.
Yeah, and look, if
you're never going to get what you want.
If the Adelaide Crows weren't sitting, you know, with the second pick in the preseason draft, you might, you know, push and dig your heels in. But in the end, as you said, you're on a bit of a hiding to nothing. So take what you can. Hope that the Demons go terrible and you get the pick ends up being an early one.
They still haven't done the deal with Laddams, though, either, have they, the Sydney Swans?
No.
So maybe would you offer that pick? Are they allowed to trade a future pick to Port Adelaide?
Very good question. I don't know the answer.
I think it depends upon how many of those types of deals you already have in play.
Okay.
So if that was the case, though, would that be a win or a loss for Sydney overall?
Oh, no. We'll get Ollie out there maybe to put a call in to Stephen Silvani about that very question to find out whether you can on-trade a future first-round pick. So the boys are listening out there, which would be good.
I think you can. You can. It depends upon whether or not you've already done that, though. And the other deal that's still – there's a few deals still in the pipeline.
Bobby Hill deal was off. It's on. It's off. It's back on again, isn't it?
I think it's back on again. Initially, GWS wanted a first-round pick, and Essendon obviously balked at that. They've offered them a future second-round pick, and they're mulling over that at the moment. Andrew McDougall, the former player for the West Coast Eagles, he manages Bobby Hill. This is what he's had to say to Channel 7 yesterday about the latest deal offer by Essendon to GWS.
The Essendon Football Club have tabled a future second-round pick as part of a deal. So that's still in discussion. Both clubs have got some open dialogue going towards this afternoon, and we'll wait to see how it plays out tomorrow.
Future second round. Tick that off, Wispy. Get it done.
You think it'll get done?
Oh, you're asking me. Yeah. I don't know if it'll get done or not. I don't know what goes into the minds. They're still haggling about Darcy Fort and Tristan Cherry, which still blows my mind. So who knows what's going on?
If they don't do the deal, though, and you know he's got a contract. He's got another year to run on his contract. If they don't do that deal, then they get him to play for another year. It gives them 12 months to actually try and find a replacement.
Yeah.
And that would be reasonable from their perspective too, wouldn't it?
For sure.
Although I did hear yesterday that his management are fighting really, really hard to get him out of there and on his way because that's what he wants to do. His partner's having a baby. He wants to come to Victoria because he feels like he's going to have more support, more family support.
Well, Jimmy Bartels, the GWS footy director, he spoke very briefly on this on Sports Day yesterday. Let's have a listen.
The key thing is Bobby's a contracted player, so it has to be compelling or in the Giants' best interest.
Yes, well, to a point.
Yes, to a point.
And that's the footy director speaking. That's not Jimmy Bartel, the media person. That's Jimmy Bartel, the invested footy director speaking.
That's right. And to that person saying, yeah, Adelaide just did that. That's Melbourne's future first. Yes, we know that.
No, that's what
we're saying is, can you then on-trade that as part of the Laddams deal? Mm. That's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, so that looks like the Jordan Clark continues.
That person.
Yeah.
No, I'm not even going to.
No, don't even.
Or 45. You're on the verge of copying a. We're in too good a mood to really give. You're being very silly.
I'm hearing that Jordan Clark definitely, genuinely wants out of Geelong and has told them in as many words.
I think it's a very, very sticky situation that they're dealing with right now. In fact, to the point where Jordan ain't coming back. As far as he's concerned, he's in the West and he's not coming back, Wisp.
That's right. So, and he's told them that.
Yeah.
And they know that, Geelong?
And then, well, Geelong
he's got a contract, though,
Geelong are saying to him, hey, if we don't get this pick that we want, you will be coming back. And he's saying, no, I ain't. That's where I believe it is.
Well, trapdoor Steve Hocking, the new Geelong CEO, he says the ball is in Freo's court. This is what he had to say yesterday.
Fremantle are very clear on where we sit with it. He's a contracted player. We want Jordan to be here. Jordan understands that he's a required player, and it's over to Fremantle from here. You know, if they want Jordan, it's a four-year deal that's been put on the table. If they want him, then they need to cough up.
They need to cough up.
What's unsaid in that is that when Jordan knows that we want him there, what could be added is that Jordan doesn't want to be there.
No, he doesn't want to be there. No.
Steve Hogg is not going to say that.
No, quite definitely he doesn't want to be there. Is he capable? I was thinking about him yesterday. He is a type of player that could really flourish. Like he could, I'm not saying, embarrassed is not the right word because they know that he's got talent, right? They really know that he's got talent. But how much talent does he have? If you cast your mind back to his first year of playing, he looked like somebody that was going to be a star of the competition.
Yeah. Yeah, and how much is the environment and the coaches that said that Matty Scarlett wasn't, was it Matty Scarlett that wasn't?
He didn't want him as part of the back six.
In the back half, so how much that impacts on his desire, whether he worked hard enough. I'm hearing that he, you know, wasn't the hardest worker of all time at the Cats. So maybe a change of, and look, they're arguing over 19 and 22, but we understand why, because 19 is the first pick of the second day and all that sort of stuff. So, I don't know.
You just take that right up to the line, though, won't you?
It sounds like it's going to, doesn't it? Nathan's in Craigieburn has joined us. Go, Nath.
Good morning, Gary and Tev. First of all, Gary, congratulations on Melbourne's premiership.
Thank you, Nath. Very kind. Thank you.
Just wanted to talk about the Saints. I'm a Saints fan. I hope it's your turn next. I don't know why Saints, we delisted a lot of, like, Oscar Claverino and this and that, like a couple of tall players and McKernan. But we're not doing anything in the trade period where Lewis Young was available, Jared Brand is still available, Charlie Constable is like the Jack Steele. Whoever gets him, basically, when he gets his opportunity, I reckon he's going to become the next Jack Steele. He's got the same body build. He's got good hands and clearances. So what do you reckon? What the Saints are up to?
What are the Saints up to? Well, that's a good question. We'll do our full analysis tomorrow, but they've been pretty quiet with us, haven't they? I know they're carrying a fair bit on their list,
they
aren't
are,
they?
Yeah.
So they were pretty active last year, Nathan, and maybe they're sitting back now going, well, let's just take what we can from a draft point of view.
They're very active. They've been very active for 2 years, and they've got two academy kids.
Next generation academy kids.
That they are very keen on. So, and, you know, at this point we don't know much about them, but they're very happy with those two kids.
Tristan Cherry, the one that's holding everything up, I'm not being disrespectful. I think Tristan Cherry is a terrific young man who tries his hardest. Yep. Shouldn't be a bit massive sticking point. That's just in my opinion. What about the Sam Petreski seat? He's got over there. He was with the Pipe yesterday, which was nice. He was asked if Carlton and David T gave him enough opportunity in his preferred mid/forward role.
To be honest, I don't think so. It's no nothing that we can change now, but there's days or there's, you know, there's a whole season that I'd like to play through that role. But at the time, I think, you know, I was just trying to contribute to my team and do the best for myself and the team playing in those different positions. And, you know, luckily, I just haven't been set in a position at that time.
He's not going to be a walk-up start to play in the Eagles midfield, though, either, is he?
Well, he'd be more
mid. You got Shuey, Kelly.
He'd be more forward/mid than mid/forward.
Yeah, but Yo, Kelly, Sheed,
Redden.
Shuey, Redden.
Yeah,
there's a fair bit of talent in front of him right now.
Yeah. No, so he's not a walk-up start. But anyway, I like it when players say, okay, I need opportunity, and now it's on him, isn't it? If he gets that opportunity, but otherwise it's not the club, it's the player.
Is he capable of becoming that Hickey of 2022? That we saw Tom Hickey. Nobody was thinking that Tom Hickey was going to go up there and do what he did at Sydney.
I wouldn't have thought. I don't think he'd have as big an influence on the Eagles as Hickey's had on Sydney. No, but hopefully he does. Melbourne list manager Tim Lamb was on SEN yesterday. Gee, I tell you, these are two of the underrated heroes of that premiership team. Is Tim Lamb and Jason Taylor, who put together this list at Melbourne. There's no question about that, Wispy. And then the challenge has come now because these players, as a result of what they've done, can demand a much higher wage if they go to the market. And that's not just Christian Petrarca. That's all the way down to, not all the way down, but on the way through, Bailey Fritch is now entitled to a big wedge, given what he's been able to do. Yeah, Alex Neil-Bullen, as you walk down. So there are challenges in trying to keep the list together. That's what he had to say.
We've got some really good systems and modelling that we put in place around our salary cap management. We're really well supported by a really strong list management group, which obviously we've got, you know, a variety of people on it. You know, the coaches on it, myself, Alan Richo, Gary Purdow, CEO, Dave Chippendall, our Chief Operating Officer. So we've got a really strong risk management group, and we've got some financial modelling and planning and forecasting that we use that helps us achieve that.
Yeah, so, Richmond have managed to do it. Geelong managed to do it before that. Hawthorn managed to do it before that. So you'd hope that the lure of team success would keep them. Now, clubs can... I knew there was a proviso.
Yes.
Clubs can on-trade future first-round selections even if tied to another club, as long as they've taken at least two first-round selections in the previous 4 years. So Sydney, McDonald and Campbell in 2020, Stevens in 2019, Blakey in 2018, Ling, who's been delisted in 2018, so the Swans can certainly on-trade.
So they can. I knew there was some proviso associated with it. So they can on-trade that. So if they want to do the deal, if that's the only way they can do the deal to get Laddams, they can on-trade that future first-round pick.
Yep. Do you reckon Port Adelaide will be... this occurred to me yesterday. Do you think they will drive a harder bargain given that Alir went from Port Adelaide to... No, sorry, they went the other way around. Sydney to Port Adelaide. So Sydney to Port Adelaide. Do you think they'll be more accommodating given that Sydney...
I think they have to
allowed Alir to go, not with any great... Yeah, and they had their reasons. And then Alir became the player that he did.
Yeah.
So would that just soften Port Adelaide? Oh, look, yeah, we've had a good one in. Therefore.
No. No, I don't think
it doesn't work like that.
No, I don't think it works like that. But if you examine the history of why Peter Laddams is even on the move, it was because, well, my understanding is that they sat down with him at the exit interview and they said that they wouldn't stand in his way if he could get a deal done.
Yeah. If you're
it's hard to come back from
if
that.
If you're a player with your personality and Essendon had said that to you, what would you have done?
I would have thought that I'm on the outer I should go and explore all my options.
But would you have been out at all costs? You felt like they'd lost your faith?
Yeah, initially I would have, 100% I would have.
Yeah, my personality would have said, okay, thanks, and I couldn't have gone back.
Right. How many people would you have smacked on the way out?
No, but I mean, you got to...
Would the door have come off the hinges?
There has to be, and this is why the great challenge is for the Hawks. The Hawks had a massive garage sale, and they put all their stuff out on the nature strip. And maybe by 7:30 tonight, they'll have to walk back out and drag it back inside and put the furniture back in the house that they wanted to refresh.
Mm. And pick up those relationships.
Yeah. They got rid of it. Do you think there's a trinket.
That trust that exists between player and coach or player and club, how broken do you think that is now?
And that is the heart of the question that we, being out of the game for a long time, would struggle to answer. Has football changed? And this would be for the... we would think for the worst, but maybe just it's the state of footy, whereby the loyalty to your club exists between pre-season and the end of season. And then there's a period of time where everything's up for grabs. And you've got to deal with the reality that you might get traded or not. And if the fact is at the end of the trade period you're still there, then your loyalty reignites.
I don't think it's changed that much.
I think it has. I think it has, Tim. I don't know if it's changed to the point of the New South Wales or to the NFL or the NBA where they can turn their loyalty on and off in a switch, but I think players are much more capable of going, yeah, okay, I'm happy for you to shop me and I'll be shopping myself, but if nothing gets done, I will recommit and re-engage. Now, whether there's in the back of your mind, Chad Wingard's going, oh, want to pay some of my wage and get rid of me, but I'll park that and I'll play for the reasons that I can. How much of that I don't know, but I think it's changed.
I think there's a loyalty imbalance. I think that I think the player would have an expectation that the club should be more loyal to them than what they might want to be themselves to whatever it is that they want to pursue.
It's interesting. It's a very interesting stage of our footy. Our footy chat is for new Kia Niro electric SUV range, which is Lana. Take a break. More of your calls. Pete's on the line. Wants to talk about Ben King. We'll talk about him after this, Pete.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Ah, Peter from Essendon's joined us. Could be a $75,000 phone call, Peter, if you're the caller of the year. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim and Gary. Now, with the Gold Coast Suns, I'm not a supporter, but what annoys me is the players that have left that club and now they've got Ben King coming up. When is this football club going to get the currency to just, the players that they've lost, I reckon they've lost the premiership. And we know who they are. Some of them are, you know, Stephen May, Tom Lynch, Prestia, and so on, O'Meara. The Gold Coast, I just think, are just going to become a nothing side. I mean, they're really in trouble. If they don't have a good year next year and try to keep being king, it looks pretty dim to me over in the future.
Two words loom large.
And what are they?
Alistair Clarkson.
Right. Because he's out there? Or because you've heard that he might be interested in taking
just
the job?
Looking at the
should it become available?
I'm looking at the landscape. You've got a problem child, which Peter's right. You've got player attention. They made a huge amount of mistakes. You've got the best in the business who's going to go and get himself even better. Year fresh, freshened up, biggest voice, biggest name in AFL footy going into that market. The only thing that would muck it up is if Stewie Jew actually gets them going and they make the finals.
That's right. He can't worry about that, though, Stewie
Jew. No, of course he can.
He can obviously, he'll know like everybody else that he's out there.
I have no doubt that that's the play. I don't have any doubt that it's happening, but I have no doubt that that is the play. Yep.
That they would try for that. And there'd be a massive AFL push?
Well, I think the AFL.
The AFL's club, let's be honest.
Would be all over it, given where they're at. So Peter's right. And do you think Ben King would leave if they said, listen? Well, they couldn't say it now because that'd be unfair on Stewart Jew. But if at the end of the
year. How much pressure is he going into?
Enormous.
As the coach of the Suns this next season, though?
Enormous. Pressure, but that's okay. That's what coaches do. Simon Goodman's under enormous pressure coming into this year.
Yeah, he was, but Alistair Clarkson wasn't at that stage available to coach Melbourne, though, either.
That's true.
There's a big difference.
He adds a whole another level of pressure. Hey, thanks, Pete. Billy's in Ascot Vale. G'day, Bill.
Yeah, morning, guys. Yeah, sorry, Tim, to let you down, but I totally agree with Gary, what he was saying earlier about loyalty is going out the window. I mean, just look at the days of Chris Grant, Robert Harvey, and even recently Nathan Jones. Such loyal guys they were. I just can't see that happening no more going forward.
Yeah, well, look, it's really interesting, Billy, because
but
the school of thought is that the next move in this player trade period, the AFL will look at this trade period and go, Yeah, they want player movement, Tim. They love player movement. So the next move in this would be to work out whether clubs can trade players who are contracted.
Mm.
That's the next thing that's going to be on the table.
This time last year, I was convinced that Zach Merritt would no longer be an SM player beyond this season. So in answer to Billy's question, it does still work.
Yeah.
There is still loyalty.
But there's
not so much. It's not blind loyalty. It's considered loyalty in terms of what the club is providing you, what you're getting back in return, the remuneration, all that sort of stuff has to come into play. Obviously, the term, the length of all that type of thing. But a lot of players stay at their football club. A lot of players stay at their football club.
They stay these days, and I'm absolutely certain Zach Merritt did this. He would have spoken to Essendon and said, listen, I am absolutely putting you on notice. I am absolutely putting you on notice as one of your most required players. I'm being honest and upfront with you. Right now, the relationship is at a point where I need to know that you're the club I want to be at for the next 8 years.
That's right. And convince me, I've been around for a while, convince me that you are making the right moves to give me the opportunity of playing in a successful team one day, because I've been around here for a while. I've looked at the things that have been going on here. I'm not satisfied that we're moving in the right direction. I talk to players from other clubs. I'm hearing all sorts of other things that I could be associated with if I did make the move. So I'm going to sit back. I'm going to wait and see how this unfolds, how you organise yourselves, and then I'm going to make my decision. And I think that's an intelligent thing for any player to do.
So you roll that into the discussion about the Gold Coast. And you reckon they don't, I don't want to use Ben King as the example because everyone else is, but you reckon a senior or a player that's been there for 3 or 4 years isn't turning around saying, listen, I've seen Stephen May, I've seen Tom Lynch, I've seen Dion Prestia. I know what happens when a club can be organised and how it changes their life and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
That's why it's so critical that every club, not just Gold Coast, every club is giving their players the opportunity to be as good as they can be.
That's right. He hasn't been around a long time, Ben King, But he has seen what you're talking about. He's seen players who left that club and then became premiership players by going somewhere else.
Correct. Absolutely correct.
And I think, deep, you know, every player wants to participate in finals. They want to play. They want to feel that they're going to be given the opportunity at their football club to ultimately play in a premiership.
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
So. And the news came through also that Oscar Brownless has been delisted by the Cats too, which that came as a bit of a shock to me because I'd read where he actually finished second in the VFL Best and Fairest this year.
He did. A very unpopular decision. And I know clubs aren't there just to make popular decisions, but he's just so well regarded at that footy club from the very top down. His stuff in the hub was the one of the boys that kept everyone on the, you know, up and about. So from that point of view, those things are really well regarded and the players love him, Wisp, and the coaches love him. But maybe the fact that he didn't get to play enough footy over the past couple of years, like a lot of players in a developing role. So I hope he gets another crack. Just as good a kid as you'll ever find in footy. So
he is a fine young man, Oscar.
He is indeed.